Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
A couple things here for you. Don't forget you can download the app. Take us with you wherever. You can also check out the podcast if you missed part of the show. You can go back and listen, and then you can just, you know, like, rate, review, do all that stuff that you get on the podcast. Super duper simple. And let's see what we have left to give away here today. I know we have some Raptor Reef Indoor Water Park tickets to give away. We have another qualifier for the $5,000 shopping spree to Cabela's. That drawing, your last chance to qualify, is on Friday with Jim Diamond in the afternoon. So, you know, time is running out to qualify for that. And we kick off a new contest today where we're going to fly somebody to the Coastal Country Jam, which is an awesome concert. Mm-hmm. It's on the coast of California. The grand prize includes, you know, airfare for two nights hotel, and then tickets. It's a two-day festival, basically. And you can see Jason Aldean, Thomas Rhett, Old Dominion, John Party, and a bunch more. So a chance to qualify for that later on today, too. It's just all kinds of stuff to yet win. Now some hot topics. Kevin, you want to kick it off?
Yeah, we're kicking off with kind of a sad note today, but an important one here in the Spokane area, because a longtime media legend, Deborah Wilde, passed away over the weekend.
I had not heard that.
Yeah, she passed away at the age of 73. I was surprised that she was 73.
Yeah, I didn't know that
either.
One
of those, yeah, where it was just like, okay.
She was on TV a long time.
25 plus years on KHQ, it says, and that it was the, you know, highlight of her life and her career. She grew up in the Spokane Valley, graduated from U High. She loved horseback riding and was recognized as one of the best female barrel racers in the country.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Did not know. I knew that she was into, like, the horse stuff, but I didn't realize that she was a barrel racer.
Wow.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Now, Steve, this is somebody that was on TV and, like, I think the top-ranked TV for a long time.
Okay.
On Q6, she did the news. And one of those names, been out of the limelight for quite a while.
Sure, but yeah.
You know, Dan Kleckner had some comments just saying, you know, it's a huge loss for the KXLY. Excuse me. The KHQ family.
Right.
And that she always was such a positive light. She was just one of those people that gave everybody in the newsroom a chance, and, like, positivity was just really good to everyone.
That's awesome.
So, sad news that Deborah Wilde at the age of 73 has passed away.
I didn't know, though. Thank you for letting me know that. I missed that story. I did not miss the Lainey Wilson split in her pants story, though. That one I got.
Yeah, I saw her doing a routine on her Instagram.
Yeah.
Where she said, this is my new pre-show warm-up.
Yeah, where she's kind of bouncing
just,
up,
like,
and down.
Dropping it low, yeah, yep. Back and forth,
mm-hmm.
Trying to do the things to stretch her pants out.
Correct, yeah.
We've all done those moves.
Yeah, it's just a little snug, so yeah. I don't know that I've done as many squats and, you know, dropping down to the ground like she was doing, but I have done some stretching. And then, yeah, the weird part about when she stretched her pants out or ripped her pants out was she knew it immediately, went backstage. She kept the mic live and was just back there going, well, y'all almost got a real show tonight. And so her band's playing. She's back there live mic changing her pants, which
what
is.
What kind of pants did she have on that?
Torn. Yeah, I don't know.
Torn pants.
Yeah, I don't know what it
so
was.
You did Kev. Not see the video?
No, I didn't.
Okay,
yeah.
The rip. I have not seen it either. I didn't know, because a lot of times she wears what appear to be more stretchy type.
Should I just type in Lainey rips?
Lainey rips.
Seems right.
Rips her pants.
Yeah.
Is that a joke?
Mm-hmm. Michigan. Yeah, I just see the video of her stretching out her new pants. Doesn't look like there was a video.
Okay.
Yeah. Which maybe is probably best anyway, yeah.
Well, she wears usually, like, what, bell bottoms?
Yeah, always.
Yeah.
She
yep.
does. Yeah, they're always bell bottoms, but sometimes it's jeans, and then sometimes it's the more stretchy material. I would just have a hard time believing those would rip.
I don't know that would be possible.
I don't know.
Unless you caught it on something.
I've always seen those and thought, man, I'd like to try a pair.
Okay.
They look comfy.
Of hers?
Any stretch pants like that.
Oh.
Stretchy pants.
So are you talking about like more of like a Lululemon type style where you would have like...
It's fine. Lululemon, I think, is very supportive.
Okay.
I feel
of
like
what?
Lululemon... They take your body and they just put it in places that it's supposed to be.
So you're saying they...
holds it there.
They hold you in? I don't. Is that a thing? Is that real?
100% That is what Lululemon does.
Okay. I don't know why you're mad about it.
Well, because you were seemed like you were doubting me that a Lululemon takes stuff and they just put it where it's supposed to be
I
and
don't know
holds
that.
It there.
So their signature leggings, you're saying, hold tight, no slipping or sliding.
I think it would be a hilarious trend on the video, TikTok or whatever.
On the TikTok.
If there was people taking off their yoga pants.
I see what you're saying, because it could be quite the struggle.
You take it off, and there's like, boing, boing, stuff's...
Boing, boing.
Stuff just goes back to its regular spot.
Like you will after this conversation.
They look comfortable. That's all I'm saying.
You're going back to your regular spot, yeah.
I wouldn't mind wearing a pair of those stretchy pants.
Okay.
Have you ever worn them, Jay?
No. What
the? Oh, I feel like you're the kind of guy that I could...
Are you for real?
Listen.
You're the kind of guy.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be that surprised if we caught you like on a, Saturday morning, like, oh, look, there's Jay in yoga pants going to hot yoga with his wife.
Hmm.
Do you wear yoga pants to hot yoga?
What the heck are yoga pants for?
Regular yoga.
I mean, he might be right.
What do you wear for hot yoga?
Shorts, probably. It's hot. It seems hot.
Yeah.
And I could ask my daughter if she knows hot yoga.
Yeah, the whole idea is to be sweaty.
This will be a great text.
Sweat it out. I mean, it's kind of dumb if
my daughter
yoga fans.
How would you like me to phrase this, Uncle Kevin? Hey, honey.
Ask her.
Dear Emma.
Hey, honey.
Do you wear yoga pants for yoga?
No, I mean...
Even hot yoga.
Okay.
See, she probably wears yoga pants everywhere else, and then for yoga, she's like, oh, no, I just wear shorts.
And for hot yoga,
Change the name.
All right. I just said, hey, honey, do you wear yoga pants for hot yoga? Signed, Kevin.
Hey, honey. Sorry, Emma.
Yeah. Well, I mean, sure, she'll get right on that after she's,
she probably will.
Busy
she's
helping
not,
children in the she's hospital.
Not busy help. She's not busy working, is she?
Of course not.
In the,
Why would you be busy in the NICU?
In the NICU.
Go ahead and just answer a stupid question.
Seattle Children's Hospital. No biggie.
We need to know the answers.
Yeah. I'm going to Google it. What do you wear to hot yoga?
I feel like a towel?
No.
No, Steve.
You're
not allowed to do it.
Boy,
I can tell you that.
Steve, if you're wearing a towel, no one's in the class.
Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics.
I'm telling you that right now.
Well, in addition to other things.
Oh, I see.
Hot Topics.
Maybe a swimsuit. You probably wear a swimsuit.
A swimsuit.
To hot yoga, yeah.
Hot yoga clothes and hot yoga essentials in the hot yoga class. The fabric is dry. Yeah, we get that. Dries fast. Moisture wicking, blah, blah, blah. Polyester spandex blend, buttery soft, microfiber. Okay. Buttery soft, it says. Why did I read that? I'm sad now. Gosh dang it. I mean,
I'm sad now.
Gosh dang it.
I'm not sad. I'm very happy.
Just pre-read something. Good grief.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Fire on the roadside. The heat that is coming off of it is so unreal. I still can feel it when I think about it. I'm just like, man, that really surprised me how hot it was.
Kevin James.
Fire.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country. Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics.
Hot Topics round number two. Before we get out of here, we got some more stuff to give away. So hold on. What do you want to give away next, Steve? What's our next?
Ooh. You don't have a preference?
I don't. I'm going to let you choose.
Ooh.
That would be a bad decision.
I'm probably going to hem and haw for a little bit here.
Okay.
Terry Clark?
All right. Terry Clark tickets. We'll do it in about 3 or 4 minutes here. Stand by.
I was just watching something the other day, and Nick Swardson was on there. Do you know
Nick Swardson?
Nick Swardson.
I don't think I do, no.
He's a guy that if you Google him, you're going to be like, oh, he's a comedian, and he's been in quite a few movies.
Does he wear yoga pants?
He sometimes. Oh, for sure.
Okay.
He is a guy who has wore yoga pants.
Oh, this guy. I just watched this guy.
Because he's with a lot of Adam Sandler
movies. He's in probably one of the top three funniest scenes that's ever been in a movie.
Okay, tell me more.
Just go with it. Popped on Sunday night, right as we were getting sat down in the in the TV room, and we were like, "Man, I'm worn out. I'm just gonna turn something on that's mind numbing. Just mm-hmm. go with it." Pops on.
Now I'm pretty sure I know the scene that you're talking about. Producer Steve, do you have any idea?
Gosh, it's been so long since I've seen that movie.
Same here, but it does stick with you. It's a scene that's very funny.
That's the word.
Jay,
that's the word.
The sheep?
Of course, yes, yeah. Kevin. Oh, it's just ridiculous.
He's funny in that movie he's just playing like he's all these things. And
he has an accent, yes. And he's like, raising sheep. He's a sheep salesman. He's a sheep salesman.
Yes.
That's right. What was his name? He was like Gunther or something.
Lundgren, I think he
told Dolph Lundgren, yeah. Lundgren.
Yeah, that's
it. I'm Dolph Lundgren, and then it's like, obviously he's not, in case you didn't know.
Yeah, he's funny in that movie. Well, the thing that I saw him talking about was that he is going to be in Happy Gilmore 2.
Okay.
Really?
But he said, yeah, he got the call from Adam Sandler, and he was like, hey, buddy. Yeah. Doing his Adam Sandler thing. And he's
That's
like,
funny.
Yeah, you want to be in the movie?
Why
yeah,
not?
Okay.
Yeah.
Why the heck wouldn't you want to be in Happy Gilmore 2?
Yeah, he's very funny.
That's got to be a star-studded cast that's going to be happening, right?
Happy Gilmore 2. Is it all released yet, Kevin?
Well, I know there's a trailer for it, but it's not out yet because it's on Netflix. Because Adam Sandler made that deal for, like, think anything that he does now is going to be on Netflix.
September 5th?
Jay, I saw that date somewhere, but then when you look everywhere else, I cannot find an actual confirmed date of September 5th. That would make me very happy.
Oh, man.
If that was the case.
Yeah, this one says, what?
I know, Jay. It's all over the place.
Yeah, they have a bunch of different dates now.
I know. I tried to research it, and I'm like, I just can't find.
Some are saying 2025.
Right.
One said 2026.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's everywhere. I don't think maybe they haven't decided. No reported current status on the production of the film. I feel like that's going to be the best line for it.
Yeah. Although they do have a trailer, so that's something.
Yeah, that's weird too.
Nope, you know what?
No trailer?
No, the trailer, it's one of these stupid things. Happy Gilmore 2 release date trailer.
Oh, the trailer release date. Wow.
No, okay, this looks like a real... No, I don't know what they're doing. I hate the internet. Some days it's so good, and some days it's so bad. This is just showing a bunch of Happy Gilmore clips from the original.
Right, sure.
It's not a trailer at all.
That's been out. That's been released, guys. Just in case you were
curious.
Here's
what it is. I mean, this is the clickbait they get you on. If you read the title, exactly what it says... Happy Gilmore 2 release date, trailer, spoilers.
Oh, I saw that one. I didn't click on it. I was worried that Dave from IT would come running in.
Well, I can tell you it's not current because that's Bob Barker.
Okay. It's been a minute then.
Yeah, Bob's no longer with us.
Right.
He will not be in Happy Gilmore 2.
Won't be
2.
Unless there's an
Neither
AI.
Will Chubbs Peterson.
Could be an AI situation.
That's sad, right?
CGI? Yeah. Right.
Because Chubbs is gone?
He is, yeah.
Yeah.
Grandma's got to be gone.
Okay.
She was old in that movie.
The original, yeah.
30 years ago.
Should have put her in Beat the Show.
You should have. She was a grandma. That would have been a great question. Also, I got this text this morning here on the studio line was, is white rice a weird thing to eat for breakfast?
I think I know a lot of people who will eat the white rice with...
Cereal?
Brown sugar and...
Hold
on, am I making this up? Milk,
yes,
rice,
probably.
Brown sugar, cinnamon?
No.
Someone help me out here.
Okay, so you cook the rice and then you put milk on it?
Yeah, I don't remember if it was hot or cold, but I know I've had it before.
So milk.
Obviously, it's cold when you put the milk on it.
On your rice. And then you put cinnamon?
Cinnamon, brown
sugar. Cinnamon sugar, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, well, let's see this. Oh, yeah.
It's good.
Cinnamon sugar rice pudding, brown sugar and cinnamon rice pudding.
Is that what it is? I mean, I felt like it was just something my mom used to make.
Mom's sweet. Your mom did?
Yeah.
Yeah, this looks
like
just,
if we had leftover rice, it was like we were getting it for breakfast for sure.
So it's kind of like oatmeal.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
Except it's like rice meal.
Yeah, I think basically. That's exactly right because you do the same thing with oatmeal.
Yeah, yeah.
So why wouldn't you just do it with rice?
Huh. Yeah, I see this recipe here. It actually looks really good. But I don't know if that's what she was doing. But I mean, I could eat rice for breakfast. I don't think it wouldn't bother me any. But I eat weird stuff in the morning anyway.
I've got a text now.
Sometimes live buffalo. I'll just grab a leg.
Oh, yeah. Text coming in from...
Oh, man. People love this. Holy
my ex-wife,
smokes.
Jay.
Yeah.
Who said, no, it was just cinnamon and regular sugar and milk. See,
with
she
the
knows.
Rice, yeah.
She probably used to feed it to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, right. Feed it to you.
Oh, what? Yeah.
Here, Kevy. Here goes the airplane.
Rice, butter, sugar. That's a ton of text. Rice, butter, sugar.
Rice, butter, sugar.
Brown sugar, cinnamon, rice, milk. Yeah. Wow. Heat it up all together. Add the butter. Good to go. I need to try this. This actually sounds great.
Yeah, it is weird because you don't think about rice for breakfast.
Yeah,
but
then when
it
you...
It does work.
When you break it down that way, yeah.
It'd go great with a steak.
For breakfast.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah. I would eat it.
Steak and eggs?
Heck yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I guess that's true.
Anytime.
Yeah.
Okay, well, so I guess the answer is no, it's not weird. And thanks to everybody for the recipes that I'm now going to be trying out this weekend.
That's fantastic.
Let me check my phone to see if my daughter has texted back about what to wear to
hot
yoga.
Oh, yeah. What does she wear to hot yoga? I mean, my son's done hot yoga.
She just texted in. That's creepy, Uncle Kevin. Okay.
No.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
How long is a hot minute? Because you said that's been a hot minute, and the time period for a hot minute ranges from 2 weeks to 20 years.
Then I didn't use it properly because I said they've owned it for a hot minute, and they've owned it for way more than 20 years.
Kevin James.
How many years have they owned it?
I think it started in the 40s.
4 score and 7 hot minutes ago.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Before we get to the clip of the day, I know the Olympics are fast approaching. I mean, they'll be here in a matter of days.
Does it start Friday?
Sure.
Are the opening games Friday?
Opening ceremonies?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
Opening ceremonies?
I was just curious if the schedule had been set for men's basketball because I want to watch Mark Few play. And I was looking. Did he come home? Between their other games and...
Maybe they were bouncing all over the place.
Because they were in London last, and that was...
They were in
yesterday. It was yesterday they played.
Abu Dhabi?
Sure.
They were there?
Yeah.
They were...
Yeah, there for two games. Well, they went and started Vegas, then Abu Dhabi, then London. And that was yesterday where they beat Germany. And
it doesn't seem like you would come home. Well, maybe you do for a couple days before...
I don't know.
Huh, maybe and I then, wonder if his family gets to go to the Olympics. Of course they do.
Over in France. I see London. I see France. I see Mark Few's underpants. Okay. Let's stop that.
Opening games are Friday.
Thank you.
Opening
or the ceremonies.
God.
Imagine if they made games out of the ceremonies.
The 26th through the 11th.
Yeah.
I'm fired up for it. You know what I like about the Olympics? Just always having the TV on. Like, I just don't turn my TV on very much in the summer.
Right.
And just having it always on in the background, just sort of paying attention.
I know, I'm with you on that.
Just being,
and then
know.
You walk through and you go, that's an Olympic sport? Cool.
Oh, yeah. I'll watch that for a minute. I do love all the stories of the athletes, you know. And this is their moment to shine. They worked their whole life for this. Few moments of glory.
Yeah. And of course, the opening games. So it's pretty exciting.
Kevin's. Clip of the day.
Okay, Dave Portnoy. You might know that name. He is the founder of Barstool Sports. He became very, very rich, very, very fast from doing Barstool. And then he sold it. Then he bought it back for a dollar. It's one of the weirdest stories. But he is still doing very well in running Barstool Sports. He is also part of a podcast, the BFF podcast, with two people that you maybe wouldn't think they would all link up together. That's what makes it fun. He's with Josh. I just know him as that good-looking guy, Josh. And then
Sloshy Joshy.
Brianna Chicken Fingers. Brianna Chicken Finger. That's not her real last name. I can't remember.
Imagine,
it.
Yeah.
But she is not only famous from that show, but she is also famous for dating Zach Bryan.
Oh, okay.
She's been dating Zach Bryan all for quite a while. Okay. Mm-hmm. So her and Zach Bryan are lovers. Because of that, Dave Portnoy was recently on stage singing with Zach Bryan. All sorts of fun. She got the first interview with the Haley Welch. Like, there's a lot of connections because of Zach Brown.
Bryan.
But this is Dave Portnoy on the podcast talking to old, what's her name, Brianna. And he's just having trouble grasping this concept.
I was having a conversation about you, Brie. Is Zach's next album just going to all about be about you?
There's definitely songs about me, yeah, of course.
That's weird.
Why?
I don't know. It's just you're like on the BFFs and like his album's all about you. Like, so when we see like his clips all over, everyone's just going to be singing about you. It's weird for me.
There's a lot that aren't about love.
Like, is Josh going to be on stage singing a song like about you? Yeah. Weird.
That's a good point, actually. Weird.
Are there already songs out there about you?
I don't think they're released yet.
I'm going to need like a disclaimer of which ones are about you and which ones aren't, because I can't scream music in my car that's about you.
Why? Correct. But you're thinking about who you think it's about.
No.
Because I know both of you guys, so I'm always going to just
super
go
weird.
To, it's about you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. If I didn't know y'all, that's different, but I know you guys.
Well, yeah, I guess you guys know me, but.
Yeah, really weird.
Okay. Maybe you guys could be like, oh, that's really cool and sweet.
Oh, like I'll do a supportive listen, but I'm not singing along.
Correct.
Yeah. So I'm going to need the ones that I can sing along to.
It's just like.
In a different way.
Yeah, it's very different. It's weird.
Yeah, that would be odd if you really, really knew someone. Yeah.
Yeah, you're really good friends with them and you're just like, wait. Now you're the one he's writing all these songs about.
That's
a
little
weird.
Bizarre, yeah.
And I'm like, I'll give it a supportive listen, but I'm not going to sing along.
That's a great take, good. Yeah.
The Josh kid is good friends with Zach Bryan and with, you know, Brie, obviously. So it's kind of that weird thing where it's like, I don't know. I know you both. I don't.
And what is it you said her last name was?
Chicken fingers? Chicken fry, I'm sorry.
Chicken fry.
Chicken fry is what she goes by. Her real last name is like,
Chicken fry's easier.
Chicken fry.
Yeah.
Did I say chicken finger?
You said chicken finger. You also said Zach Brown at some point, and I was like, well, Zach Brown sings chicken fried. And then they so you
well,
just,
that could have been all my confusion. Yeah. You get chicken going and you know I get rattled.
I was like, you was very confused.
I love chicken.
I don't know. I was trying to follow and it was chicken finger she turned to chicken fry, turned to Zach Brown.
Zach Bryan.
Yeah.
Her name is Chicken Fry.
Yes. I still got the story.
I think that's
it's
it.
It's fine.
Do we have it all figured out now?
I got it. I followed it. I got a program from Steve just a moment ago. He texted
hey,
to
boo
me.
Boo.
Hey.
We got a picnic basket.
Full of chicken fingers with Zach Brown.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
What if we did a political show, but we were just smart Alex like we are?
Kevin James.
I think it could be a hit.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Hey, before we get to our final thoughts, Kevin, did you see the marshmallow fluffy thing?
Was that the thing you were watching on television?
Yeah, what was it? The marshmallow. What do you call that? The fluffy marshmallows?
Fluffer Nutter?
Peeps?
It's definitely not Peeps.
No.
Isn't Fluffer Nutter a thing?
Well, that's an actual food. I mean, that's something that you make with the marshmallow.
What exactly are you talking about?
What is that stuff called? It's called something.
Marshmallow fluff?
Marshmallow cream, maybe? It's like the Jet Puff. You know which one I'm talking about? Oh, for crying
marshmallow
out.
Fluff. I
marshmallow
think.
Cream. Marshmallow cream. That's what it is.
Also known as marshmallow fluff.
Well, I think that might be what it is when you make the recipe. So you
well,
put the
I'm
marshmallow.
At,
is this our name brand called
Jet
Fluff?
Puffed marshmallow cream, but then there is.
There's an actual.
Like the Walmart brand is
okay.
Marshmallow fluff.
Okay, I got you. All right, so anyway, you take that. I'm trying to think. Maybe we should do this on Friday. Which one is better? Do we want to try? And I don't remember if it blended. The one we just saw on TV, Kim, were they blending that?
Jay, I did not see it close enough.
Okay, so if anybody knows where you take marshmallow cream and Coca-Cola and ice.
Whoa.
And you mix it. And I don't know that you blend it. I'm not 100% sure. Well, I'm seeing a video right now. I don't dare to turn it up because she probably says bad words or something. So, no, I don't know that you blend it.
So you just
I need information on
stir
this.
Stir it together?
So either that one or do we want to try the other one, which was you take two lemons, squeeze the lemons, then put the soft serve ice cream in it and you blend it. It tastes like some drink that they apparently sell at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, that one.
You want that one? That's the
one
you want?
I mean, marshmallows and Coke or ice cream and lemonade. I'm taking ice cream
and
lemonade all day.
All right. So maybe we try that. Because I was thinking Steve apparently is going to go shopping because he's going to get, what are you getting again? Thomas Rhett's.
Oh, yeah, I got to get, oh, that's right.
Twister
Fritos.
Fritos.
Yeah.
Are they going to have them for sure?
I mean, nothing's
you know what,
for
Steve?
Sure, man.
Just have to look.
Yeah, nothing's for sure, Steve.
Okay, I'll ask if I need.
And wasn't there something else you were supposed to get?
Well, spam. I'm going to get more spam.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Spam around the world.
Yeah. So I already have one, but I need to get two more.
Two more spams.
Yeah.
The Thomas Rhett Fritos.
Well, I need
and
to
then,
a list.
Yeah, you better get a list. Two it's going to be the most interesting shopping list you've ever had.
Two more spam. That's right. Thomas Rhett Fritos.
Yep. And then maybe a couple of lemons and some soft serve ice cream.
Couple of lemons. I don't know how to pick out lemons. Though.
Just get a bag. Just get like a 5-pound bag. I'll pay for it.
Okay. Do you like lemons? Do you need them?
No, me?
Yeah.
Oh, I love lemons.
You do? So you'll take them home?
Absolutely.
Okay. Vanilla ice cream or do we want like a different flavor?
Well, it says soft serve.
It's vanilla, yeah.
Okay. So just normal.
But yeah, you want soft serve though.
Okay.
Oh, you can't really get that at a store.
Oh.
You can get it at a store.
You can?
Yeah.
How? Where?
I don't know, Kevin. They just showed it. They were in the video. The guy's like, here's the container of soft serve. And it was just like in a quart.
What?
Yeah, doesn't it still come in like a, yeah.
I've never seen soft serve at a store.
I've never looked for it.
That could be why I haven't seen it. I just only thought you could get it at Zips.
So you want
final
me
to thoughts.
That's Blue Bunny makes it. This is the exact container the guy had too.
Are these like massive containers though, right?
No, it's like a quart. I mean, you can get it at Walmart or whatever.
Okay.
Albertson, Safeway, Freddy's, all the stuff.
All right. It's
everywhere, in a store near you.
I'll try and find. If I can't find that, can I just get normal ice cream?
I mean, it's easier to blend up. It says soft serve. I'm just telling you, if you want to ruin the recipe, then...
But it doesn't really matter, does
I'm
it?
Just saying.
Ice cream is
ice cream. Want to ruin the recipe.
Seems like ice cream is ice cream, no?
No.
I am trying to follow the recipe.
Have you ever had soft serve compared to regular ice cream? There is a difference.
So now we're following the rules.
That's not a rule. It's a recipe. There's a difference.
Okay.
You never heard the saying...
Thank you, Jay.
Recipe schmeshipi. You've heard rules schmools.
That's true.
Have I?
Follow recipes, not rules.
Correct.
That should be on a t-shirt. Is it? Is it on a t-shirt?
Yes, Mark Few is wearing it for the Olympics.
Okay. Say, you know, I was going to kind of talk a little bit more about this. So I'm going to go to the grocery store. Now I have more items to grab.
Yeah, you do.
Grab.
You have a lot.
Spam around the world. Very excited about this.
Yep.
Getting some spam, and then we're going to have people... Go around the well, have it the spam go around the world.
Correct.
And
yeah,
get pictures and all that good stuff. So, yeah, that's very exciting. But I'm curious. So I went to the grocery store yesterday.
Yeah.
To get spam, and then I also picked up some bread. If I go back,
are we doing bread around the world? What do we do with the bread?
No, I just needed some bread.
Ah, okay, better.
Yeah. But I'm wondering, if I go back today and get this assortment of items, are they going to be judging me? They're obviously going to recognize someone who buys Spam.
No, a lot of people use the grocery store as a pantry.
I don't think it's a big deal.
No.
I think you'll be fine, Steve.
Yeah, but 2 days in a row, if I go to the same cashier around the same time.
Right, maybe they'll strike up a conversation with you.
What you doing with all that Spam?
Yeah, what are you doing? You bought Spam yesterday, and now you got a weird thing today, and Steve, then you can say, oh, I'm radio's producer, Steve. And then they'll be like, oh my God, I love your show. We listen all the time. And maybe you'll make a friend.
I don't need friends. I got you, Kevin.
I think one time back when grocery stores were open overnight, on the way in, I bought 5 gallons of cooking oil and circus peanuts.
Oh, yeah.
So I think you're fine.
And then what happened?
Don't worry about it.
I feel like there's more to this story.
Final thoughts.
Kevin?
I can't stop looking at this Blue Bunny soft serve ice cream.
It looks great.
I did not know there
was
such a thing. Yeah, it looks really good. Yesterday,
only $5.
Kelly, maybe I should order it. I made a boo boo.
No way.
Well, just a little bit of a boo boo.
Mm-hmm.
I laid down for a nap, and it was that thing where, again, nobody's at my house. My son is still out of town. My granddaughter. There's just nobody there. Pure silence.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, I'm just going to lay down for a nap. And
extra time to take off your Lulu pants.
It was about 2:30.
Mm-hmm. After
somewhere
the dentist.
Around there.
Yeah.
Laid down. And I just thought, oh, I'll just lay down for a little bit, take a nap. I'm not going to set an alarm. I'll wake up. Just reenacting it.
Yeah, I gathered that. Yes.
And then I woke up. And it was that thing where I was so confused because I'm like,
uh-oh.
I don't remember my alarm going off.
AM or PM?
Oh, dude, it's 4:50.
Oh, boy.
This is not, I got to get up. I got to shower. Oh, I am late. And then I look out, just kind of looking around, and it takes a good 5 minutes of confusion before I realize, oh, it is
afternoon. Like, how long did you sleep?
Well, whatever, 2:30 to 4:50.
And literally the whole time, like, never rolled over, nothing, just boom.
Nothing.
Just out. Man.
Good night.
Good afternoon.
Yeah. Now, last night, when it was midnight, and I was sitting there going, hey, I can't go to sleep. I don't think, now, what do I need? Now I need a nap.
Now you need another one. Now you've started the cycle.
That's a bad cycle.
Yeah.
I don't know when I'll break it.
That is a rough one, I will admit. You got to set the alarm, I think, in the afternoon. I think that'll help you.
Oh, yeah. Most of the time I do.
Yeah. Or don't have
like
to.
Like I said, yeah. My granddaughter's there, and eventually it's like, oh, it's been long enough, Papa. Get up.
Yeah. The cool thing about when someone's there to wake you up from a nap, the great thing is then you get to be tired twice in a day. Once when you wake up to go to work, and once when you wake up from your nap.
That's true.
Neither one was long enough. But at least you can go to bed at night. Huh?
And then I'm like, maybe I'll just tough it through.
Country. Illinois.
Let's just say that the curtain has come down on yet another miserable performance.
It's been great of Banner Fuel to be here today. Appreciate that. They're always awesome. Griffin and Michael qualified for the $5,000 shopping spree to Cabela's. That's awesome. Guys, that's a show. We got to go.
That's awesome.
We are so glad you came.
Yes.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye now. Bye.